It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time to talk a little rugby. Even though it's the off-season, there's always a bit to talk about. And the man who knows everything that's going on is Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. Good afternoon, Weeksy.
Good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
All right, so there's only a little bit to talk rugby-wise. What's happening with the Wildfires?
Yeah, pre-season training for the Wildfires in all the grades will start on Tuesday. That'll be at Newcastle University. They've just poached the Knights strength and conditioning coach, so he'll be doing some stuff there for 3 days a week. And great to see that Bubba Coleman has been very up by, but interesting when it comes to that. We'll hopefully get to Bub by the end of the year, but yeah, he was on a podcast there at waratahs.com.au through the foundation, of the Waratahs Foundation, talking it up. A lot of work to do, but we've got a lot of hunter youngsters, maybe the ladies and the gents, and also the Colts, and we'll get to those as we get into the season. But fantastic to see the Wildfires be preparing for a start in April. That is going to be for the Charlton Horseshoe Shield. Of course, they're only going to do it 3 days a week, so they'd burn the players out, which is really important. And most of the players don't get paid either, so it's one of the great challenges with the Wildfires and Newcastle Hunter Rugby from the point of view of having to spend over $1 million a year on this program in the four teams, but also having a balance there for the players. So you can find out more about Hunter Rugby at hunterrugby.com.au.
Well, it's really important, though, that the Hunter features a team in the Shoot Shield, because it's only going to be better for Waratahs rugby and ultimately Wallabies rugby, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
Yeah, look, it's a four-figure city in the country. It's got a fantastic facility at Number 2 Oval. You know, in a real world, hopefully you'll get 50,000 members for the, who knows, it just depends how hard everybody wants to work, that's the thing. But the great balancing act is that, sadly, during the week, some of the Charlton Hall Shoot Shield clubs went out there and put their draw out, and none of the games are on Friday nights, Saturday nights or Sundays. So it goes up against grassroots rugby, may it be, you know, subbies or country rugby, but that's the challenge be for the Wildfires when they play at home, is not to play on a Saturday afternoon up against, you know, the Single and Earth Moving Bulls playing the Maitland Blacks. So want to get as many people to generate cash, so it not only helps get that team solvent, but also make money, but also helps the clubs out at Newcastle Hunter Rugby, because they're the ones who are wearing the cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, talk to me about Pacific Island Rugby.
Yeah, really exciting opportunity. Of course, we've got two test matches tomorrow on Stan, and that includes Tonga taking on a crew there from Scotland. So we'll play the Scots next week at the Cadbury Wallabies. Also on the way through, the All Blacks take on the Welsh. This has been keenly hyped and anticipated. The Welsh haven't beaten the Wallabies haven't beaten the All Blacks in 70-odd years. But Lapini Tamani, whose brother is in the Wallabies squad, he played for the Wallabies around about 5 years ago.
Yep.
He's now going to play for Tonga, which is very exciting. We've also talked about in the past there both Sakopi Kepu. We gave you the story about 3 months ago about him signing with Moma Pacific, and also Christian Lelefano. Next year, they'll most probably qualify to play for Tonga and Samoa respectively. And also the biggie, of course, is Israel Folau, who next year again will be qualified to play for Tonga. Ironically enough, now instead of training for the NTT Shining Arcs in the top league, he would have been playing for Tonga in the Rugby League World Cup. So all those guys have had 2 years out of playing for the Wallabies. It's a big, big deal for Pacific Islands Rugby to get their boys back.
Yep.
And the three-year period has come. Also, big, big story bear, of course. Fiji has been sponsored by Nike as far as their 7s and 15s.
Wow.
But the Fijian Drua during the week has just signed a massive deal with New Balance. Now, New Balance do nothing but cricket and running. So this is their big foray into rugby. They've done a little bit with the Gold Coast Rugby Union, and they've got a bit of traction and also got a bit of money out of it. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see on that peripheral stuff with the Pacific Islands teams, may they be the Drua or the Pacific or Pacifica, how they're going to sell merchandise, how they're going to be received, and also hopefully in the week will confirm that Townsville will be the home of the Fijian Drua. But got an Australian coach there in Michael Byrne, who played in the VFL, played in the Hawthorn Grand Final winning team. But as soon as he stopped playing VFL, he came back and coached with Tim Lane, the Manly Marlins, in a premiership there in the Shoot Shield in 1997. And for 12 years there, he, of course, was the coach of the All Blacks in the Skills. So he was there for 2 World Cups as well. So he's going to be a fantastic appointment and just some really exciting times for that particular space.
All right. We're looking forward to talking some more rugby on Tuesday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. We'll take a break right now with Crowded House, and we'll come back very shortly and talk a little cricket.